Halfway through afternoon, Sexta Kogan Mobile, just $4.90 for 30 days in Essendon BMW. All roads lead to Essendon BMW. Visit us today. On the Temper Text Machine, you don't have to all get so angry about the song. We played 50 seconds of a song by Paul Kelly. Yes, it is a Hank Williams tune. It's just the different lyrics. He's said that in his social media. Someone has just said, have the producers whip that out? It's on YouTube. Yeah. Sorry, not everyone sits there and has time to look on YouTube, Dave. Sorry. Sorry about that. Yes, Colega is the original song title. Yes, it is. Boy, oh boy, just trying to do a bit of light entertainment. Not everyone sits on the YouTube or the Google. Just trying to entertain for 60 seconds. Sorry. Lighten up, Australia. Have the, arrogant Tigers fans, Goss, keep sticking it up them. Well, it's not about sticking it up them. I just, they are very bullish about their team bouncing back, and I hope they do. Because a great Richmond team and Melbourne and Collingwood and Carlton and Essendon and the powers of Melbourne make for a wonderful competition. I tell you who's going to be the big improver. The big improver. Take this to the bank, Australia. Fremantle. Watch this space. Brett Phillips is with us thanks to Hume Tennis in Melbourne's north, a mini Melbourne park, currently hosting two international wheelchair tournaments featuring Dylan Alcott and the world's best wheelchair players. Come down and be inspired. BP, thanks for joining us. Crazy day. I know you've been very busy with SEN commitments around the country. Novak Djokovic has just put out a statement.
Well, he's just had a training session. Have you seen the statement, Tim?
Yeah, so this is what he said. I'll read it to you, BP, and you can tell me about the training session. He says, I want to emphasise that I have tried very hard to ensure the safety of everyone and my compliance with testing obligations. I attended a basketball game in Belgrade on the 14th of December, after which it was reported that a number of people tested positive with COVID. Despite having no COVID symptoms, I took a rapid antigen test on December 16, which was negative, and out of an abundance of caution, also took an official and approved PCR test on the same day. The next day, I attended a tennis event in Belgrade to present awards to children and took a rapid antigen test before going to the event. It was again negative. I was asymptomatic and felt good, and I had not received the notification of a positive PCR test result until after that event. The next day, December 18, I was at my tennis centre in Belgrade to fulfil a long-standing commitment for an Equip interview and a photo shoot. I cancelled all other events except for the Equip interview. I felt obliged to go ahead and conduct the Equip interview as I didn't want to let the journalist down, but did ensure I socially distanced and wore a mask except when my photograph was taken. While I went home after the interview to isolate for the required period, on reflection, this was an error of judgment and I accept that I should have rescheduled this commitment.
Okay, there you go. Well, he's just had a training session.
Yep.
I mean, this thing's sort of continuing to evolve and information coming out by the minute. So he's looked pretty sharp on court. He's obviously, you know, just in the vogue that I'm here to play the Australian Open, and what will be will be. You can't control that from here. Well, he can to a point, but. Yeah, I mean, it's in the hands of the immigration minister, but everyone was there, every photographer, anyone that was allowed in with accreditation was having a look, and, he looks pretty solid to me.
Did he train yesterday amidst a bit of a circus where they locked everything off and disconnected the TV coverage for all the media? Is that how it worked?
Yes, he did. And today they actually notified everyone that he would be having a session, so that was made public today, unlike yesterday. Mm. Yep.
When you say does he have a full-time hit-up partner? And, I mean, how do we gauge his form? I mean, you see a lot of tennis players, you see a lot of warm-ups and the like. I mean, he is the best, there's no doubt. So did you get a vibe that he doesn't look like he's rusty after sort of 5 or 6 days of trauma?
No, he looks pretty solid. He was actually hitting with the young Aussie, Tristan Schoolcake, WA boy, today, Goss. And often when Djokovic, Federer, or Nadal have come to Australia, what they do is they give opportunities for the young Aussies. This is where there is the advantage of being a Grand Slam nation, where those young Aussies will be given an hour with these guys, which is just, you know, an incredible experience to be hitting and just to feel what it's like to receive a ball from Djokovic, Federer, or Nadal, who all train, by the way, very, very differently. Good for Tristan, who's actually, you know, been making his way on the tour the last couple of years, trying to improve his ranking, having stepped out of the juniors. But, no, not one regular set partner.
got beaten by Eubanks yesterday in qualifying, did Tristan Schoolcake. But he looks like a player with some ability. Speaking of qualifiers, there's plenty going on. I think Purcell lost the first set to Lehecker just a short time ago.
Just a short time ago, but the good news is that Kim Birrell, who was, before she got a stack of injuries, was showing a lot of talent. She got to about 150 as an 18, 19-year-old, and then she's had elbow issues, she's had shoulder problems, but she won through convincingly to the final round of qualies today in the first match up, Goss. So 6-2, 6-1 for Kim. We've got Jason Kubler to come, Mark Polmans are a big chance to get through to the next round. It'd be great to see a couple more Aussies make their way into the main draw. And two others that I'm really keen on, Rinki Hijikata, young boy from Sydney, who's had a terrific year. He's jumped about 300 spots in the rankings. Young Philip Sekulic, he was the only Australian male that played the junior Grand Slams overseas last year. So he's a big chance today. They're live at the moment. And yeah, Max, as you said, very keen to just let everyone know that he probably should have been given a wild card if he can get through, but there's some work to do.
Yeah, just tell us a bit about, can you just give our listeners who are obviously in Melbourne for the best part and those who will see it on TV, tell us a bit about the Kia Arena, where that sits inside the stadium and access to it for people who are going there?
Yeah, I think people are really going to enjoy it, Goss. It is absolutely superb. So, yeah, the whole redevelopment is complete at Melbourne Park. So it's between Rod Laver Arena and John Cain Arena. So not far from where Grand Slam Oval is. People would know that area, the entertainment sort of area. So it's filled that big hole nicely, which was just sort of an open area, really. And it seats about 5,000. Every seat is a good seat. And, yeah, having been out there yesterday to watch a bit of action, looking forward to seeing that full. And I've got no doubt they'll probably put the Aussies out there as a real sort of people's court. Your grandpas can get you into that court. And it looks brilliant. The only Grand Slam out of the four to have four genuine stadiums.
Talking tennis with Brett Phillips ahead of the Australian Open. Brett, I was listening and following over on all media and real disappointment that the lead up to this event has been overshadowed by one major incident. Is it going to get to a stage in the next day or two, do you think we genuinely will be able to focus on the final field, the seedings and players to watch, in particular our Ash Barty?
Well, it's just going to depend, Goss, isn't it, what happens with the immigration minister and his call. So if he does decide, let's say hypothetically, this time tomorrow, to make the call to revoke the visa again, and the draw is due to take place tomorrow, late afternoon or evening, I think it is, the draw for the main draw on Monday, then, you know, it probably is going to overshadow. But if it all gets quashed and he's free and, you know, by Friday, if that decision is made, then the focus will definitely, I think, then shift onto the tennis. Not completely, because this will linger and I suppose the intrigue of the reaction to it and how it will actually stack up come Monday when people are coming through the gates in their tens of thousands. But look, you know, I mean, if you ask just the great tennis fan out there, the pure tennis fan, they just want to talk tennis. They're watching, you know, in Sydney, they're in Adelaide at the moment. The hardcore fans are down watching qualifying at Melbourne Park. So that is all they are interested in, to be honest.
Yeah, and not much interest in this man, but Bernard Tomic, I know he's in his hotel room. Has he got COVID? Has he been happy to get a test? Has he got a test, or is he the only Australian at the moment who can't get a test?
No, I'm not following it, Goss. I'm sorry. waving the flag on that one.
Couldn't care less.
It was 26 minutes of my life. I can't get back yesterday.
I know. I saw you walk. Did you walk out, or did you had other things to do?
I stormed out.
That's un-VP-like.
Well, I stormed out, and I tell you, I went and watched young Eddie Winter from Adelaide, Adelaide boy who knocked over Gilles Simon, the former world number six, the Frenchman, in qualifying. I was having a great chat to his dad. This kid's got a bit of talent. So 17 years of age, great opportunity for him to go deep into the qualifying. And just a quick update. I can give you Goss in Sydney. I've been watching a bit of that at the moment. Garbiñe Muguruza, I've got a feeling this year she could really propel back to the, you know, the top four or five of women's tennis. Had a great year last year. She's in control of her mats. And Ons Jabeur, who created all sorts of records last year, is one of the first Arab women to, you know, make the top 10 and win a number of titles. Gee, she's a good player. She dispensed to Petrick a bit of it today. Looked absolutely incredible. So there are a couple of major results. We've got Jordy Thompson coming up today against Opelka. Kokkinakis has got Isner over in Adelaide. So the two Aussies against the two giant Americans serving big. And don't ever, ever forget about Alexander Vukic. He's a good young man who's playing some good tennis.
Still some good names. Looking forward to it. And have I told you that I taught Petra Kvitova how to swing a golf club?
No. Yeah. No, you haven't shared much information across the years. You've probably got a lot of secrets. I'm looking forward to your memoirs one day.
Well, the book is it's in the process. It'll be a bestseller. Dylan Alcott won the wheelchair event, I'm led to believe.
He did. Yeah, only about half an hour ago out at Hume in Melbourne's North, of course, partnering up with us. And yeah, beat Sam Schroeder, who's become his real rival at the moment, the number two. So Alcott won that 6-1, 6-4, and he'll compete in the Melbourne Wheelchair Open next week, Tim, and then off to the Australian Open for his last. They'll give him another trophy.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, BP. Hang in there, mate. You sound a little bit more up and about than you were yesterday. I appreciate you coming to the phone and at least putting in some zest on today's
Well, it's always a different day when you have to watch Shep Bernard. Much more up and about. Thank you, guys.
Good on you, BP. Thank you, Brett Phillips. Thanks to Yarra Tennis Coaching at Eaglemont Tennis Pub with junior and adult programs available. Check out yarratennis.com.au. Your calls, your texts, everything. Anything you'd like to do for the next hour and 17 minutes, you've got me on Afternoons Around the Country.